calm the fuck down. Is this the biggest thing you've got going on in your life?
It maybe.
Literally shaking and sweating into your fucking PlayStation controller, you dipshit.
Let people enjoy things.
They can enjoy them like a fucking grown-ass adult. The front of your brain is now formed. Grow up. Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Only time my dad ever bought a video game without me nagging him to death at Christmas on my birthday was just one day came up with the V8 Supercars game. Oh, such a going to Bathurst.
Yeah.
Going across Skyline.
Absolutely marvelous game.
Mm-hmm. My friend Dylan had it, and I didn't really play racing games, but I played PlayStation, so I knew what I was doing. And I was having a sleep over at his place, and I bet him, and then I bet his sister, and then they were like, "Dad, come in here and beat Matt. We need someone to beat Matt." And I thrashed him so bad that at the end of the track, like, I stopped on the side of the road to wait like 5 or 10 seconds and then went again. And he was so genuinely mad. Yeah, and I was like,
I'd fucking kill that kid.
But I was like 9 as well.
Who the fuck is that cunt? Who just finished the race, you big? What's going on? The 9-year-old you is a menace.
Yeah. But he's also a grown ass man.
Yeah.
So deal with it.
Doesn't mean he's good.
Yeah, if you're just using these little fucking twizzly controllers, whatever. But if you, I'd like to see you do that on a real track, mate. Yeah,
that's sort of what it was. And he came in with such a like, let me take care of this.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I was like, I'm thrashing this guy.
If you got thrashed by a 9-year-old, you'd be annoyed.
Yeah.
The thing is, kids, you need to be taking your corner lines right. The grip is always on the outside of the track going into the corner.
Yeah, you've changed to softies and you needed to go there.
It's unrealistic. It's unrealistic. See, I play manual. Morning, Beppy.
Just the two drinks back.
I like a water and a coffee. Do you ever have a little sparkling water with your espresso?
No.
So, no, I don't have it, but it comes with espresso sometimes. It's all fancy, and then you have it, and you're like, ooh, that's a little bit of a refresher.
I don't like sparkling water. I don't like it. It just tastes like really TV static.
I don't like it. It tastes like TV's on in the next room.
What is this?
Yeah, I don't really like it, but whatever reason, I was just, it's there with the espresso. I can't help myself. So I'm like,
was that my mother only drinks sparkly water. Because we've got a soda stream, right? So she'll be like, if you had any water.
She's like Andrew Tate.
is Andrew Tate only a sparkling
water? No, he's like, I only drink sparkling water.
My mum's just like Andrew Tate, yeah.
Because you drink out the tap, the government gives you that essentially for free. Which is one of his early things where people thought he was doing a gag. But turns out he's just a piece of shit.
Sucks so much.
I want your mum to be like that. Out the tap. Fuck that free shit.
Nah, she just makes that tap water sparkly.
Oh yeah, through the
soda stream.
But it's like, I don't, if I want to get hydrated, I don't also want to burp.
They are?
No. I very rarely want to burp.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're hydrating properly.
I'm a burper and I don't like burping. Because it's always me being like, just too much
you
in me.
You do burp a lot.
You burp so much.
I got indigestion, so it's just like, it's always there.
Gross. But it's not like fizzy drinks just like went down straight back up. It's like, it's indigestion, so it's been down there a long time. It's
they're like
soaked
they're like
up a lot of the musk
burps.
Of the stomach.
It's
very acidic.
It's not like a pong. It's like a ball comes beep, boop.
Yeah.
It's like
oh, is that a fizzy drink?
No, it's been there a while.
Oh, lamb. Ooh, yum.
But that's it. It's almost like a history book sometimes. I can be like, oh, that's last night's dinner.
Right. I don't want to taste last night's dinner.
You didn't see last night's dinner.
What was it?
Subway. I wish it was something nicer.
Subway.
I've been eating nice stuff, and the one time you asked me, it was like, Subway.
Oh, get away from me. Get away from me.
Say again, Beth.
My camera is off. I don't know if that was on purpose.
Press plus. Plus is you.
Okay,
so plus to add more characters. Player 4 is entered.
Blix to add more characters.
How's that, baby? How's that, baby?
Great. I'm ready. What are we doing?
Let's do a fucking podcast.
We're just fucking chatting. Oh, that might be.
We've got an hour to do that.
There's some preamble shit in there I might use. Yeah, I don't know.
My fucking car. I had to drive Dad's car today. My car.
It didn't even notice.
I got in.
Well, how would you have? Because you didn't see me drive.
But I was sitting at the front.
That's a good point. I got in my car, I turned the key in, and it went. And I was like, there's no fucking way I'm driving this. There's no, it's going to fall out from underneath me. I think the battery's dead. It's
really okay.
But it was like, it took like six turns to try and get it to turn over.
So was it really like, or was it?
No, it was like.
Should have trusted you the first time.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. Yeah. Pretty bad. So now I'm going to have to get like, holler for a marshal, I reckon. I'm going to have to like, fuck. Marshal! That's me hollering.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like it did battery.
Yeah, that, I mean, that, that's
not
why
doing an amazing emulation.
Well, that's why I'm having a hard time process. That's why I asked again, because that is it really? Is it loud? Is it going woo? Oh, okay. Sound it. So
it's going woo.
No, I don't know. It's like pop, 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 pop.
That's so different from the sound.
How the fuck? I'm not trying to do a perfect emulation. Why this not? Is classic. I want to know. Straight Ben looking at me like, and what? And when it did it vibrate underneath you a little? Like, fucking, how am I supposed to know?
Relax.
I'm telling a story.
I relax. Just
wanna, but you have ears.
I want to know. I want to. I want to know about it.
You're a trained theater performer. I'm so not just a trained, do your
automatic
best.
Trained.
You're a folly artist.
I don't know. When I get home, I'll start it again, and I'll send you the. The sound.
Oh, I can hear it now. Okay, so this is when it's like, it'll be like a 15 seconds of preamble of like, okay, so when I get into my car, I put the key in and it's, I just did it before just to test that it was still doing it, and it is still doing it, but it's slightly different to the first time I did it. So here it is. And then it'll do whatever the noise is.
What is the noise, Ben?
Why can't you? Oh, I don't know, because I haven't heard it. Because I haven't heard it.
But if you just heard it, then be fresh out the gate.
I've never felt gayer than this moment.
What? Why?
Because I've got you both like...
Oh, I have
like,
no idea.
Like leg on the tire. Like,
I have no...
it's probably a spark plug.
Aiden, listen. I only... It's just that I know what a dead battery sounds like. I have so much experience with broken...
You want a man who's been through a few dead batteries.
I don't know anything about cars, but I can tell you what a fucking broken car sounds
it doesn't,
like.
You don't have to know anything about cars. I'm just asking what the noise is for you to do a very accurate noise.
Annoyingly, I can't remember it well enough. But when I do turn it on, the battery and the oil light flash at the same time.
They flash.
Yeah, it's like trying to right? And I was like, oh, it must be oil, because last time I put oil in my car, it wasn't enough oil. And I was like, well, it's starting, so maybe the engine's just like sort of like on top of each other. So I put more oil in, didn't fix it at all. So it's got to be a battery, right?
They're the only two things in a car.
It could be a spark plug.
Maybe a tire's flat.
That doesn't make any sense, Ben.
Makes as much sense as the other ones.
Why?
What?
It's not a tire icon flashing on my dash.
Okay.
It's a battery and an oil flashing.
Mm.
Do you have a tire icon flash?
No.
Oh.
No, but he said it makes more sense. It doesn't. It makes as less much. Than or equal to sense.
I'm with Aiden, yeah. It'd be more sense that it was the battery than the tire if the
way
car's
more
not
sense.
Starting.
Ben.
No, I'm sorry. I was trying to do a joke, guys. Forgot this was...
forgot we were here for comedy.
Lucky this is the
Australian
preamble.
Motoring, the podcast.
Today we're talking about... Holden Commodores.
Lights on your dash. What do they mean? Not the tire, if it's not the tire light, folks.
What's a little genie lamp mean? Who knows?
It means make a wish because this car's fucked.
You wanted five, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't done any. But I'll do it on the fly.
Mm.
I need to write it down.
I really wanted you to have a
fly
good
is one.
Because I'm interested.
Like in order?
No, just okay. Like pick your five favorite. I it's dumb for me to say I'm interested in you two. It's just because I can tell what Beck's are, but I know that you two will be very opposite.
Star Trek.
But all I've heard is him Final make Frontier. Fun of us for movies. I've never actually heard him break
because
down
because he's
his
too
face.
Afraid of saying a movie. You know what I mean?
No,
because
I never say five, and I'm like, no, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah. Well, we know Aiden's. It's The Martian. It's
not The Martian times five.
Can we
and then
do
if we
do
had
the
if
intro,
we had
so
six?
This is actually all part of it.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure, sure. I mean, it's all part of it, Ben. Last week the intro started at 18 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, they're always stupid like that.
I wonder what the longest one is, because I feel like I've been going back and listening to the old ones, and sometimes we get like 20 or 30 minutes in before any intros start happening at all.
It's
like,
very
what the
funny.
Fuck are we doing?
I think it's quite funny.
No, there's one. Get to a point where organically the intro happens at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Woo, GMAT. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode 223 of the GMAT podcast. This intro is titled Mario Kart. Trying to keep us, you know, on a comfortable level where everyone's happy and getting along. Hi, blew up at the start, Ed. Fuck me! Oh, I'm driving off the edge of the map. I'm running into the fucking guy. I'm getting hit by every motherfucker and their nan. I wish I was dead. That is disgusting. Oh, no! What the fuck is going on? Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck me, man. Fuck off, cunt. Oh, fuck off, cunt. Ah! Fuck off, you absolute Muppet donkey. Fucking donkey. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, fuck you, red turtle shell. Shove it up your ass. Oh, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. I'll fucking win. A fucking match. I can't do anything. I'm 11th, Aiden. I haven't played 11th in my whole fucking life. Apparently, I'm the king of fucking last. Oh, you fuckwit. Oh, who fucking cares, Aiden? Oh, fuck me dead. This is... I am... Oh, go fuck yourself! Go fuck yourself! Oh, where the fuck did you come from, you Muppet? Oh, fucking... Fuck you! Fuck Wario. Fuck everything you stand for.
Hey.
Oh, no! Jog on, you Muppet! Oh, fuck me dead. I should have done it. I should have fucking done the jump. Get fucked. Get fucked. Fuck this whole race. Fuck this whole lobby. Fuck my whole channel. Everything. It took everything in my system. Everything that I've got. Every last trick. Every last item. Every last thing in my fucking inventory to get to sixth position. Get fucked. Fuck you and everything you stand for and your whole family, your lineage. Fuck you. Fuck you. Five ways from Sunday. Fuck the person you're going to be and fuck the person that your kids are going to turn into, you fucking animal. With a bomb throwing piece of garbage, human garbage, human garbage. Or fuck me dead, Aiden. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was doing so fucking good. But then guess what? Some motherfucker with a goddamn bomb.
When I'm in the last three and I get hit by a bullet behind me, I'm going to eat my own penis.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/TheRealGMAT. Go get yourself some merch. There's some new stuff up there if you want to check it out. That intro is brought to you by our good friend Sienna. Thank you, Sienna, for putting together that Rage compilation. And I saw some new intros. We got intros coming up. So please keep it going. Contact at TheRealGMAT.tv or submit them in the Discord and we will play them on the podcast for everybody to hear. And if you want to support the show and get access to extra content like the post show, patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. That's the place to be. Hee hee hee. Cut the music. Hello, everybody. My name is Matt, and I'm also not happy with the way my boobs look in this shirt. I'm joined today. Okay. I'm joined today. Let's go across to Aiden in the white corner.
In the white corner.
Producing and taking care of the show and pressing all the buttons, it's a Becky J. In the black corner and kind of whitish.
Whitish.
Just like Aiden. Whitish.
What?
Because you're Greek. And in the red corner, it's Ben J.
Hello, thank you, hello. Hey,
pleasure to see you. What was that thing we were just talking about? We said, can we start the podcast? Oh, the movies.
Yeah, the movies.
So before we actually do our movies, the original question came from Just Cheesy in the podcast thread.
Oh, yeah, Just Cheesy. In
the
Discord.
She wanted to, let me get the actual question. Let me see what she's
got. Where's Just Cheesy from?
I'm not sure where Just Cheesy is from. I think the UK. But they said, she said, if you could discuss on the next podcast, what is arguably the best horror/scary film of all time?
Oh, you asked? Oh, I didn't think you asked for horror scary movies.
No, but then that made me horror think scary. About actual films and, okay. and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Best horror scary.
My gut says Hereditary.
Hereditary's fucking good.
It's pretty up there in terms of just like good horrors.
So there's got to be like a better one, right?
Hereditary's good. Conjuring's good.
Conjuring 1's pretty fucking good.
Mm. Watched it not long ago. It's pretty fucking good.
It's really good. It's a really good movie.
I'm a really big fan of It Part 1.
The new really?
It Part 1. Yeah.
The new It 1 is good. Matthew. It 2 sucks.
I saw it at the movies with Aiden, and yeah, then I saw it again at the movies. No.
Oh, no, just you and me. And then we saw Us. Ugh.
Mm. Yeah, I quite liked I really liked terrible. It. I thought all the kids were really, really good. Yeah.
That was a good movie. It's not the best horror movie of all time, but it was a good movie.
I even liked part 2. I didn't hate it. I just liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was watchable. It had some fun bits, but it was not good. Exorcist, OG Exorcist, I think is always
that's a classic. Obviously, yeah,
it's pretty good. It's pretty good,
and it still though? It holds up for sure. The Exorcist. It's
I didn't feel scary. Scared. I didn't. I mean, I guess I did feel scared because when I went to the bathroom, I asked Matt not to move.
Don't go anywhere.
Becca, what were you saying?
I'm gonna vote for The Grudge, simply because it's the first scary movie I ever watched. And yes, and that noise still fucks with me.
It's pretty
funny. There's a lot of really like striking imagery in that film. I don't. I think it was critically panned. I'm not really sure.
The original, the remake.
The one,
American one.
The American one.
Yeah, yeah, I've never seen the Japanese one. But I assume that that's why it was panned, because there's a Japanese remake. One and then they've remade it in America, so all the film stops have to be like, oh. I mean, maybe the Japanese one is way better.
There's two scenes in that that are sizzled into my memory because I watched it when I was too young. And the first one is when she's taking a shower and the grudge's hand comes out of the back of her
head. I'll never wash my hair again.
Yep. And then the second one is when she's going to bed and then she lifts up the blanket and it's staring at her from underneath it. And I had to I can't even explain what I did. I like used
mummify
to wrap
yourself.
My doona around myself so it was impossible for there to be any room for there to be a demon.
It's crazy because you have a thing about people touching your hair and touching your head.
It's probably not from that. You don't probably think it's from autism.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
It's a more accurate assessment, I think. That's got 40% of Rotten Tomatoes and two out of five.
She also doesn't like it when hands come out of her head.
So no, I don't.
That could have been from The Grudge.
Famously, I do not like autism.
I don't like any horror movie that makes me have to live my life in a different way.
Like smile. Like, oh, great. Now I have to keep my eyes open all the time.
Yeah, also, my house isn't safe. Don't set a horror movie in a house that's like... My house has to be safe.
They're all in a house.
Not all. You know what I mean? When it's like...
Hereditary. Yeah. After Hereditary, you're like, fuck.
Yeah, but Hereditary, my grandmother mysteriously die and there's no woman that keeps shouting Pai Mei at me. You know what I mean?
Like, I can jump in if you want.
If you need
Imagine if I stand at your window tonight and I'm like, Pai Mei.
Oh, my God.
Because I know where your window is too.
Yeah, you do. You couldn't get to it.
Has anybody
seen... jump?
Has anybody seen Hide and Seek? See that bit?
No.
With Robert De Niro?
De Niro, yeah. Where it's such
De Niro. Is it the one where he's blind?
No. It's the one where...
And is it Dakota Fanning as well? Or
might be.
The other one.
Where he just...
Chloe Grace Moretz.
It's the classic of like, Charlotte's oh my God, there's web. Someone in the house.
I can't remember if it's good or not. Because I watched it when I was a kid.
I'm sure the twist at the end is that it's been De Niro the whole time. And he's got multiple births. It's the classic.
It is that.
Remember Identity?
No.
With Cusack and Ray Liotta. And it's like the whole movie is these people at a motel and all this weird shit's happening and someone dies.
Yes.
And then at the end, it's just a fat guy in the back of a police car. You're like, wait, what? It all happened in his
head. That's not Cusack or Identity. That's
Well, then you're not thinking of the same movie. But no, it's a green guy and it's voiced by Mike Myers. First and the donkey is Eddie Murphy.
First of all, the fat guy in the back of the police car, and it turns out the kid is actually the killer.
Kid.
He has multiple personalities in his head and the kid is the killer.
I'm sure it's Identity.
It's none of those people. And it's also John C. McGinley. I mean, it might be. Who was the other person?
Identity of Wild Hogs, Matt.
Cusack and Ray Liotta.
No, Identity is Cusack and Ray Liotta, but it's when a vicious storm breaks out in a Nevada desert, 10 people seek refuge in an isolated motel.
Who else is in the cast?
Alfred Molina.
Is the chick
Amanda Peet?
Amanda Peet, yeah.
She's so good.
Oh my God. Is John C. McGinley in it?
No.
John C. McGinley's in it.
Okay, we're thinking of the same movie. I didn't realize it was called.
Does he play a cop or something?
John C. McGinley.
Probably. Yeah. Who's he play?
George York, that's all I know.
He's the nerd.
He's
the
father.
He watches the wife get hit by the car when he's. Amanda he's Peet? The father of the kid.
Oh, Amanda in the Peet flashback. Was like
part of my sexual identity.
How did people not know how the movie was going to end when it was called Identity?
I don't know.
What about the one with Johnny Depp?
Anyway, just sorry.
I'm
just,
so sorry. Sorry, I'm going to jump.
It's one of those exact ones where the whole thing is just a gag movie for the end twist that you could just shit it out.
I didn't know Ray Liotta was in that.
Yeah, he is.
So many better actors than John C. McGinley, and that's all I remember in there.
John C.
Not that John C. McGinley is not great, but it's all such a dog shit movie.
Anyway, sorry.
It's 60%. Johnny Depp. That's terrible.
Secret Window? Seen that?
Yeah, that
same
fucking
thing.
Sucked.
Same
it's
deal.
Just that early 2000s thing of like, Big lead out, rug pulled out from under you. And the whole time it was
him. I tell you what, I fall for it every time. I'm like, wow, that's really well done.
They couldn't do this to me again, could they? Hollywood has learnt.
What's the one with Richard Gere and Edward Norton?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole thing the whole time, didn't he? Primal Fear.
Good movie, Primal Fear.
The thing about Identity is that reveal about it being in the guy's head gets revealed like halfway through the film. So you think that's the big twist. And then at the end, it turns out they're all personalities inside his head.
Yeah.
But the one that's doing the killing, like they work out who it is and they get him. And then at the end, it's the two personalities that are left over, which is the nice little kid and the lady. And then it turns out it's the nice little kid who's been doing the killing. And then they do the flashbacks where the kid's always standing there at the murders. And it's so fucking done. It's like, wee, 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 wee. And all he did was like wave at his dad so his dad would step back into traffic or something. Like, oh, yeah. His mum. And like someone's so just dumb. He never actually does the killing. He's always just like, what's that over there? And they walk and they get hit by a car. And he's like,
It's like, who fucking cares? It's this guy's imagination.
Yeah.
Why is it whodunit amongst identities within one guy?
Yeah.
And plus, put that guy away.
He's going to jail.
But he doesn't even need to like manipulate a character. They're all made up in the guy's head. You can just go like that and blink him out of existence. They don't fucking matter.
But he's also like, they're putting him in trial and they're like, he can run free if we can get rid of the killer personality.
So fucking
And they do. What? They do and they're like, he's free. And then he's in the car like getting driven to freedom and you can see the kid.
Is that, I thought the end of it was him in the...
Maybe it is. Maybe
in the cop car.
Maybe they just all celebrate that they got rid of the bad personality.
Who's celebrating?
The trial.
The made up people.
Oh, the jury's like, jury. Yes!
Well, I remember they're all sitting around the table like John, we need to get the murderer out of you and that sort of shit.
Who's the murderer? Cusack.
The what?
Is he one of the personalities? Cusack?
He's one of the guys in the head.
He's one of the guys in the head. And is the fat guy. McGinley. I saw who you're
Why
talking.
Did any of those people say yes to that movie? It's so fucking shit.
Because, you know, God, Amanda Peet. Oh, it was probably Pruitt Taylor Vince. This guy's the killer, right?
Classic.
Who's Amanda Peet? You keep talking PTV. About
her. That guy.
Yeah, he's the guy with all the people in his head.
And he has a weird eye.
This is Amanda Peet. Oh my God, Amanda Peet. Oh. You never seen Amanda Peet?
Never. Of course you've seen her. Not one time.
Yeah, she's been in a bunch of stuff.
I think she might be the mum Sexual Awakening.
Yeah, top five films.
That should be our top five after. Top five Sexual Awakenings.
Yeah,
she was in such great films.
How many times were you sexually awakened? I thought it was just once.
To be honest, most of the films fall into the same category for me. So.
The whole nine yards, good movie. I mean, shit movie. But.
It's terrible. I tried to watch it. I mean, like, I think that was okay, and it is not.
No, it's
Didn't
bad.
Didn't make
it's...
lots of those? At least there's a whole 10 yards, right?
There's yeah.
Which is stupid because that's not the saying.
No, it's not a saying. Yeah, it's, but is that, it's just nothing.
Yeah. Did they do like a Ocean's 11, whole 11 yards?
Yeah. And then they did whole 6 yards, but it was all women.
Yeah. That's a good Ocean's movie though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
All the women were the ladies. All the women were, yeah.
What is it? Ocean's 70 no, cents it's Ocean's for a dollar?
Ocean's 8.
No, 8. It's sort of funny when they're like, for the you know, the main series and then like Ocean's 11 and their sequel, Ocean's 12. We're adding one. Ocean's 13. They're like, we can only find 8 chicks. I think there's only 8 women in Hollywood. Yeah, I don't know why I looked at my
watch. Although you just can't find
it. It is like a powerhouse women in that movie.
Kate like Blanchett of actresses?
Yeah, like good actresses.
What's Rihanna like? I know she's in it.
She's like, okay. The character she plays is kind of like I'm the tech one. I'll stay in the van. And she's kind of like, fuck you. She's like Rihanna.
Here's my problem with those strong powerhouse women movies. It's like, where's the representation? Where's the weird little goblin chick in the corner?
There is. I think there is a goblin chick.
There
in
is.
Velma.
Yes.
So it's always played by that blonde lady, Melissa McCartney.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make her fat.
They don't make her fat.
She is fat.
They made her fat.
She's a method actor.
Sarah Paulson's
I'm a method actor for the podcast. I put on 10 kilos.
Mindy Kaling is probably the more goblin-y woman in that movie.
She's a nice looking lady, isn't she?
No, I'm not saying she's... I mean, goblins
can be... That's not what it's about. It's about the energy.
It's goblin energy.
It's not like, I'm going to get this done. It's I can't get anything done.
Yeah, I can't get anything done.
Ellie, stop being a rascal.
So the best horror movie of all time, we agree, is Ocean's 8?
Oh, yeah, we didn't even answer. I want to say that after you say The Exorcist, I think you should go check out The Exorcist, Cheesy. I like The Exorcist. That's
also, I still want to see The Thing, because apparently that's quite good.
You still watch that?
No, because I wanted to watch it with you.
And we got
to
watch
it. I want to see that too, actually.
Just Ben?
Oh, all of us.
No, you're
no, please, fine.
Put that finger away.
I've seen a lot of memes about how big Kurt Russell's hat is in that film. That's all I know about it.
He has a big hat. He's pretty big.
What's
chess,
his hat? What hat is he wearing? A cowboy?
Big, like,
it's like slightly
not a coon's
like
one. The Canadian ones with the ear flaps.
Right, and is it's too big.
An Anka? I thought
the one is the one with the flaps come down. Oh, the flaps come down.
I might have the flaps pinned up though.
Yeah,
I think yeah.
I will watch that today.
Oh, I could do that. I do it like later on today.
I could do it maybe.
We're gonna go and sell a camera real quick.
Yeah, I gotta go help my uncle buy a TV, and then I'm free. Today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah,
I got nothing on. Do I? Yeah, I got nothing on. We should watch it.
Do it at your place because I might not be able to. I got to do a bit of work today. Well, I mean, do it at your place.
Well, we should do it when we can all do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Not to poo-poo any plans.
But I also want to watch the It Follows too.
The It Follows.
The It Follows. The It Follows. The It Follows. Really, you're not interested.
I'm not interested in It Follows.
We'll do a double feature.
Yeah, we could do a double feature.
We'll sort it out after this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plans.
Horror films. I said, The Exorcist. What are you going with, Ben?
We got to do top one. We can't do like a three.
No,
yeah, It Follows was really good, and it just 3/4 of the way through, it just kind of doesn't really know where to go. I think
that's a lot of strong. Them do that.
Yeah,
it catches.
Conjuring, Exorcist.
What's so good about The Conjuring? Because I always hear that come just up, but I've never
tremendous.
Heard.
It's got like just enough jump scares. It's got like 2 jump scares or something.
The it doesn't lean like all on jump scares.
Perfectly atmospheric. Great story. Amazing acting. I think it's amazing. I really do.
It's weird. It takes so long to build, but it doesn't kind of overstay its welcome. And it's set in the 70s, and it all looks very 70s, the haircuts and shit. But it also is kind of film 70s. There's a lot of slow zooming in, whereas like the more modern movies always kind of track in. It just looks different. There's a lot of weird shots just from a long way away. It takes its time with it, you know?
It builds up, and then the payoff is so good. And it's like like one of those ones like, oh, this roller coaster's going up for a while. Okay. And then for the last 20 minutes, you're just going so much.
Thank you for using an analogy that I can relate to.
You know,
they also use good actors.
Like It Follows. So the problem with that is it's really good and it's building up. You're like, oh my God, this is pretty fucked up. And then at the end, it's like, we got to defeat the monster. And it just becomes like an 80s teen movie. You're like, whatever. But this is like The Exorcist, where it just gets to the point where you're like, Jesus Christ. Or Hereditary, where it just keeps escalating. You're like, this is fucked up.
Yeah. In this one, though, you know what they need to do.
Oh, you know.
And in The Exorcist, you know, like, he's like, oh, you're just going to keep trying to exercise.
Keep reading that Bible, son.
It fucking, and it just keeps getting worse.
Power frost. Pels you. Pels you. Power frost. Pels you.
I think I'm old going. Old priest and a young priest.
If I'm going from Greek, the Greek in The Exorcist scared me so much because the demon started speaking Greek.
I thought you meant just.
Not the Greek guy.
In general. Just, like, the Greek in The Exorcist are terrifying.
No, she started speaking Greek and I was like, I know what she's saying. Not like I knew what she was saying the whole time. She was speaking English.
Is she saying Christian stuff?
No, she's saying like she's trying to emulate
Aiden,
the guy, the priest.
Stop watching
mother,
this movie.
And the priest, she's like talking like an old Greek lady. And I was like, ah. It was a lot. If I'm going off something that what scared me the most, I would say The Conjuring.
Mm?
The Conjuring was scarier to me than Hereditary. Hereditary is a great movie, but it's not as scary, I don't think. I think it's more fucked up.
There's some ones for you. Yep. You're a big horror fan.
Huh? Big one. Well, you guys have made me watch some things. I watched Hereditary and that was pretty fucked up. Although, to
fucked
be honest,
up.
It's pretty fucked up. But in terms of fuck-upness, I don't know if Midsommar counts as a horror, but
it's
that one
a horror movie.
That one stayed one. With me a lot more than Hereditary did. Even though Hereditary had more overt, scary imagery, Midsommar, I still think about, like, the house getting set on fire with the people still in it. And
that's what I think is
the people
thing
falling on the rock.
Oh,
doesn't get
on the rocks
enough like delineation is the horror, like a general sense of horror.
Yeah.
That's a good example of it because it's just same as The Exorcist. There's not really many jump scares, if any, in that.
No,
there's scary shit, but it's all like this tremendous sense of dread sort of stuff.
Yes,
where it's like just building. You're like, I feel very uneasy. This is fucking weird, and it's sticking in my brain. Whereas
a movie like that.
Like, you know, the modern slasher movies, which is like, bah, no, bah,
like
bah.
Smile.
Yeah. Smile. Like, it's just jump scares. It's not horror. You're not horrified by it. It's like a thriller, really.
Yeah,
like
what's the cutoff between psychological thriller and horror?
Mm. I don't think there's much.
My question for the movie.
I think the psychological thriller is the gateway drug.
I do like a psychological thriller.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah.
Because you're not scared, I think, in a psychological thriller. I think at the end of the you go like, oh, fuck, when like it
how
all
is
clicks
that guy?
And then you like they're all like in the last 10 seconds it's kind of like whoa, and there's one scary moment.
I remember getting scared in Hereditary. It fell into this camp for me where I was like, I did feel fear, and there's a handful of jump scares, like when she
runs out of the corner.
Yeah, that's I guess
that's pretty fucking,
you know, there's
bad.
Weird, there's different levels of like, there's just that building of like, this is the house they live in is just fucking weird. Like Hereditary doesn't start off with like, what is the house doing? Why is that mold growing so fast?
Mm. Yeah.
It's just there. It's a regular house they live in. It's like, it's just too dark and it's too empty and weird.
She makes miniatures,
weird
which is
shots.
Fucking
and then
weird.
Like the way they talk to each other is just odd. And you just get this sense of unease of like, if someone tried to make me live here, I would fucking kill myself.
Every time they walk in, they go, what's that smell?
Yeah.
Every time.
That, Then there's the next level where, like, you know, the old lady, when she goes to the old lady's house.
She's walking
and she walks across in the background. That's not a jump scare. You're just like, hey, what?
That's it. That's part two as well.
That's part two.
It's probably one of the few moments in part two that I was like, yeah, this is good.
Yeah, you're like, Beck, I got to show you this scene.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Because she's not like, at the camera. It's not a jump scare. It's just a.
I like that.
But it's not that level of like slow unease of like, this just doesn't feel right.
It's that kind of thing like if you're not quite paying attention and all of a sudden you look out the corner of your eye, like, what the fuck is that? It's even scarier if you're not expecting it.
The naked people in Hereditary do the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that sense of like that one in It doesn't stay with you, but it's like I think that's the next level up of like overt scariness, and then there's the next thing, and I think Hereditary does the good thing of it has those little bits that make you like, this is just not fucking right, and then like her crawling across the roof or being in the corner of the room, you're like, oh, yeah.
It's the smacking her head against the door, which was
and then
the
that's the next level. That's like the third level. So you got the unease of the house. Then when he's walking around, you just see her in the corner of the room. You're like, blah, 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 nah, yep. Blah, blah.
So that kid is real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy, when he's that's crying and like really upset.
I think that's the difference between like those horror movies you grew up on and like horror movie, like a good horror movie and a bad movie. For whatever reason, everyone got into casting shit actors in horror movies.
Yeah, because they didn't have much budget. Because
True. You know,
like most horror movies are low budget.
Yeah.
It's like that one. A good part in Hereditary is when he wakes up and she's pouring oil. Remember when it flashes back and they're both covered in oil?
And they're
both just crying at each other.
There's no background noise.
Like, what is happening? And then it just zips out to
and it's always wherever like, you like were before. 1 or 2 seconds too long between what they're saying. It's like, so what are you doing? I don't know. And you're like, what is fucking happening? So they're those ones where the lady walking across and her scuttling like in the air like this where like
forgot she goes in the air.
They're on the precipice of being goofy. Mm-hmm. Like the third time you watch it back you go, but they're so close that first time. Like if you go back and watch it now, especially the old lady when she walks by like this.
Yeah.
If you watch it a bunch of times, you're like, eventually you go,
because you decontextualize.
Yeah, that's but thing. That those
just,
those scares
as this lone thing.
But when they're all those, I think, live on that precipice of where they could be goofy and they couldn't, and they just work so perfectly.
They're in the exact right part in the movie.
Yeah.
I feel like the rewatchability of some of these horror movies is not quite there. That would be one of the things where it misses out for me.
Hereditary, I can watch again and again and again. I don't know what it is.
You don't think it lessens the impact every time?
I mean, every movie lessens the impact in some way more the more you watch it.
But it's not jump scary. I'm not floored by the fact that the grandmother was a, you know, a pagan worshipper demon woman, and I know that the best friend, spoilers, that the friend with the house, like the mats, is, you know, who she is, but I still like to see it.
And plus that gives it rewatchability when you go back and you know that stuff and then you pick up on things.
Funny you watch it the first time, you're like, oh my God, her head came off. Oh, this that chick was the bad guy and she put the bad juju in the house.
Yeah.
And then you watch it the second time, you're like, I would never go to that seance. Yeah. I would never be caught dead in there. I would never take that door. I would burn that doormat straight away.
That's true. Like, but why does she go to a seance? Because she wants to talk to her dead daughter. That's very true.
Question asked, found question answered. Thanks for playing.
All right.
We should probably put a disclaimer on the front of this for every movie ever made.
Spoilers.
Who would like to start off with their top five list?
What made you want to do this, by the way?
I don't know. What was mean? It was when you and I were talking. Here's how it started. We watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Did you?
Finally, Ben's been bugging.
I haven't seen it. What's it on?
I haven't been bugging you.
It's
every 2 weeks, Beck says, what should I watch? And I say the same fucking thing I told you last time that you still
haven't
watched.
Everyone said it was one of the best his movies they've ever seen.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
It was fine.
I had to rent it on Prime.
Yeah.
And when I finished watching it, because I didn't know what I was going to watch, and I just watched it, and I finished watching it, I went, that's probably in like the top 10 best films of all time.
Really?
I've enjoyed it.
I think you said top 5 on the night.
No, I said top 10.
Top 1. I think you said top 1, actually.
Okay.
I thought it was exceptional. I loved everything about it. I liked the story. I liked there was also like a lot of filming stuff and a lot of lighting stuff, and I was like, this is fucking weird and great.
No.
It's just weird. It's very weird.
Okay.
I feel like it's either going to be considered, like in 10 years, people be like, that was one of the best films of all time, or like a cult classic or something.
I think most people have said what you said.
It really stuck with me. And not in the same way that I know I like every movie I see, but this one really kept with me, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay. What have you learnt from it? What have you taken?
What were the takeaways?
What's the moral of the story?
Little
book report.
Nothing matters, so who cares? Everything's chill.
But don't spoil it because I want to see it.
Like, nothing matters. And so just go with the flow, baby.
It's like cheerful nihilism or whatever that philosophy is called. The idea that there's no God and that means that we can do whatever we want with our lives, but we still have to choose to do the right thing.
I got really emotional as well.
Yeah,
there was
me too.
There was a couple points there where I was like, what the fuck? Why am I crying? That sort of shit.
The big relationship point is about a sort of fractured relationship between a mother and a daughter. And I'm like, I need to call my mum.
But then there's also like there's the husband-wife stuff.
Oh, it's all just like, so beautiful.
Where she's like, no, I want him to know how much better off my life would have been without him. Yeah. It's really, and then, I don't want to, I'll stop talking about it, but you should watch it.
It's really, yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll
it's definitely it. Good. You'll definitely go. That was a good movie.
You'll have a good time watching it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is one of those few movies where you can genuinely say, like, you'll laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah.
Like, you actually, it goes through the whole spectrum of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'll start then, because that's on my list.
I think you should.
I don't know where it is on my list, but it just went straight into my list. I was like, I really like that movie.
So it's somewhere in the top 100.
This is no genre. Huh?
Somewhere in the top 100.
Somewhere
This is, just for clarity, I really, really like this movie, or I could watch this movie a million times and never get bored.
I just left it up to you guys. I just said personal favorite film, and like Beck went with something she could watch again and again and again.
Top five.
Yeah. And
mine's a combo of both.
Yeah, I think it's just sort of whatever you feel.
Okay.
When I say that. Well,
does anyone have a movie that is a favorite of theirs that they don't think they could watch again?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, I love Schindler's List. I really do. I think that's one of the best movies I've ever seen, and also Saving Private Ryan, and also Born on the 4th of July. But I don't want to watch them again because they're fucked.
Yeah. Okay.
I quite like Wolf of Wall Street. I remember thinking that was awesome when I first saw it, and I tried to watch it again, and it's just long. It's a long ass movie. That might have ended up in my top five if I'd gone back and watched it again and been like, yeah, this is a good movie. I don't know.
I really didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was always interesting. It just constantly kept changing and I never got bored. Like, it was kind of like a YouTube video.
I don't like Jordan, what's his name?
Belfort.
Belfort enough. And the fact that he's like, yeah, that was me. I fucking hate that. I just hate it.
Yeah. I love Dances with Wolves, but I lost the second disc, so.
Was it on two discs?
The first discs of Dances with Wolves is probably my favorite movie.
Tatanka, etc.
And not for any spoiler alerts, but I really enjoyed The Martian when I saw it, but I haven't gone back to watch it again.
I haven't seen that one yet. Everybody tells me to watch that.
But I accidentally stumbled upon it and just started watching it. I was like, good fucking movie. And then it ended, I was like, why are people talking about this movie? I loved it.
All right, let's start with number one.
Okay, well, I don't have a number one. This is how my list went down. Okay. First off, Superbad. I fucking love Superbad so goddamn much.
It's a great movie.
God. Yeah, and it's probably the only it's formative. The only comedy on my
list. I've only
seen
it once.
But it's a comedy. Every time I'm sick, or I'm stuck on the couch. I'll just watch Superbad. I think it's so fucking outstanding.
It's like chicken soup.
Yeah, it is. It's like warm chicken soup.
Fucking hell.
And I think in terms of favorite films, everyone should put a comedy on there. You gotta have one comedy. You don't have to. I just meant. I thought about it and it didn't. It was on there. It was Superbad. Was on there. American Beauty, of course. You know I love American Beauty. That's on the list.
I love it that much.
Huh?
Yeah.
Have you watched it again recently?
We watched it
I haven't watched it in the last 5 years, probably.
Yes, you have. We watched it together.
I've watched it in the last 5 years, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still up there.
Yeah. Sure, if something ages out now, I don't know.
It's hard to know how to feel about that movie these days.
If we take the Spacey.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about, like.
He was acquitted recently.
Was he?
Yeah.
What was he going down for?
The thing about Anthony Rapp and the jury was like...
Criminally acquitted.
Nope. Yeah, criminally
just
acquitted.
Just wasn't beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah, okay.
There's also... Twitter came out and went, we were wrong.
No,
heaps of other charges that he's up for.
Ah, okay, cool.
He's super, he's a bad guy, but like, yeah.
So...
Poor Anthony Rapp.
Yeah, I just like it. I like it. I thought he did a... I mean, the problem is a lot of my enjoyment of it is pinned on his performance.
He's a great actor, we can say.
Yeah, but like so...
His performance wasn't...
And I'm not dying to go back and watch it, but like, yeah, it's up there. I really enjoyed it. And again, a lot of these movies are these things that I just accidentally started watching. I didn't know what I was going in to see. And then I watch it and go, oh shit, I really enjoyed it. Like Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is on the list. So Superbad, American Beauty, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I put Hereditary on there because I really like Hereditary. Mm-hmm. I just fucking love Hereditary. and my last one.
Have you seen his other stuff? Have you seen The Witch?
I've seen Midsommar. Yes. Isn't Midsommar Hereditary?
Matt, we watched the... Oh no,
The Vavitch.
The Vavitch. It's not a good movie. I don't like that movie at all.
slow, but it's not bad.
Nothing happened.
Did we watch it?
It's very like...
No, we didn't watch it. I watched it with someone else.
Your other boyfriend.
Isn't Everything Everywhere All at Once that same film company?
A24, yeah.
A24?
Yeah.
It's hereditary in them.
Yeah, but they're just a production company. Okay. Like they it's not the same guys doing every movie. They just have great taste.
They seem to, yeah.
And then Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl's a good
I was like,
movie.
Can you please add that so you can say it?
Nice, because in the car I was like, I can't choose between Interstellar or Gone Girl. I don't know which one. Gorn Girl. And you were saying we got to go Gone Girl because you say it like a fucking idiot. Yeah.
Gorn Girl's good.
I do like Gorn Girl.
Things Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. Again, didn't know what I was going to see.
R.I.P.
Have you read the book?
I started it. I have the book. I haven't finished
it. It wasn't Misery. That's the thing.
And also, like, I'd seen the movie. So, you know when you see a movie and sometimes make up shit in your head that hasn't happened yet and I get confused. I'm like, wait. Yeah. Anyways, that's what I do with books sometimes after seeing the movie. Especially when there's stuff in the movie that isn't in the book.
So it happens when I read too much fan fiction and then I forget what actually happens in the original.
Shit. Wait, where's that scene where Buffy got pushed against the wall by her neck and...
Oh, thanks.
No, I don't know. I don't know what's... I haven't read what fan fictions you're reading.
To be fair, I wrote that one, so I don't get confused.
It was a guess.
Ship and Buffy.
So that's my five. I only got one out. outward laugh from the group.
Why? So was it supposed to be a laughing...
No. I just meant I was. You know when you say your favorite films next to him, you get a little nervous.
Oh yeah, he's gonna laugh. Yeah, directly
Ben went to film school.
The Matrix.
He studied film. No, and I only Superbad, but I stick by Superbad. It's a great movie. Do you like Superbad?
It was the start of a lot of things.
It's fun, but I don't know whether it'll be in my top five movies of all time.
It's fun.
But then again, it's like you're saying. What's your metric that you're doing? Bex, yours is things you can go back and watch 100 times or something.
I think it's
got to
be both.
Like, I've got movies like that. Like, The Thing, and there's a bunch of them that I'm sure I've said them a bunch of times on here. Like, The Terminators and Alien and The Thing and all, Jurassic Park, and where you can just put them on and watch them, but I don't know whether they'd be my top five favorite films of all time. But
that's what I want.
Metrics.
So. I didn't want everyone to come in and be like, Pulp Fiction.
The greatest cinema ever.
The Godfather trilogy. If those are on there, that's fine. That's fine. I just, like, I didn't want that. You know, there's films that everybody considers the greatest films of all time that we can all agree.
Django, one of the greatest films of all time?
Django. Oh,
God, it's a good movie.
If you told me that before, I might have shoved it into my list.
Really?
Django.
I really like
Django. Django might be my favorite Tarantino out of the lot. I do love this one.
That's
in
a whole other.
I love Pulp Fiction a lot. But
no,
all right.
Pulp Fiction's a little.
Do you want to go Ben and then over to you?
I so have that one more time to think.
At least
I want Beck to go now.
Oh, Beck. Yeah, jump in.
I feel like nobody's going to like any of mine. So
I want the GMAT.
I haven't seen any of the stuff.
Nuclear family to go first.
Nuclear.
Okay, well, number one is easy. It's the Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975. Mm-hmm. That's because I grew up watching it with my mum. It's my mum's favourite movie, and now it's mine.
It's a good movie.
I highly suggest everybody put on their bucket list to go see it in a cinema and get the... Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever done that before?
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I've dragged Matt along to it, but it's quite an event.
Yeah?
I don't know if you know, there's like a whole callback script that's been developed since 1975, since audiences have been going to see it at midnight, you know, for Halloween and shit. And basically I memorized it when I was younger and I was too scared to shout any of it back at the screen. But people do. So like, you know, for example, every time Brad Majors comes up, you yell asshole. And every time Janet Weiss comes up, you yell slut. Some of it's aged poorly, but like there's this whole script and people scream it at the screen in unison and you throw toilet paper and you squirt each other with water guns and it's unreal. It's unlike anything
that
else.
That seems like fun.
And you guys should go
it.
Do
is
it
is fun if you enjoy people enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
If you're a bit bitter and you sit and you don't like not knowing what's going on and everyone's doing weird shit, it might not be your cup of tea.
Yeah, go in with an open mind.
But if you enjoy the wholesome energy and people enjoying their hobby, go for it.
And everybody like runs up to the front and does the time warp together and we all fall on the floor at the end. It's a bit cringe, but it's cool.
I'm sitting in the that was such an odd experience when I just...
You just sat there and
well, there was about,
you go have your time warp.
There was about 10 other people, but everybody got up and went up the front and danced and then sat down. And it's a very sobering experience when you're sitting there in a 100-seat theater with 10 other people sitting and everyone else in the theater is on the floor.
That's weird.
It was strange, but I was glad Beck was having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heaps of fun. And then my second one probably...
Just quickly on that.
Yeah.
I would much prefer the wholesome, that or the room where everyone throws spoons and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that sort of stuff of everyone getting involved and having fun rather than like when you go to the Astor and see like a... a motion picture and everyone goes
I saw the Joker at,
fucking dorks.
Joker. Yeah, at least we know we're dorks. Yeah.
That's why I love seeing horror, like crappy horror movies like Smile at the movies, because everybody screams together and I like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Star Wars like that sort of day was pretty fucking cool.
Spider-Man, when we saw Spider-Man, that the one
with all
the Spider-Mans.
Oh yeah.
We saw it at midnight, one of the first screenings, and it was insane.
Yeah, people cheered.
People lose their fucking minds.
Yeah, when
Tobey
Maguire came through.
Yeah,
oh,
and people go,
"Oh my God!" I haven't seen a premiere of a big movie for ages, and I went to one of the Marvel ones because I had free tickets. And it starts off with the whatever the music is for the Avengers one.
Well, tell me exactly what it is from memory.
I can't remember. It's the theme. The Avengers theme starts with the...
Is that a dig about the car?
The start of it. And someone in the audience goes, "Oh, yeah."
I shit you not. When Andrew Garfield comes out first, he comes out before Tobey Maguire, someone at the back went, a grown man went, "Yes!" I heard him breathe in, like with you could hear the excitement in his breath, the shakiness. He went, "Yes!
They did it! They fucking did it!"
It's so good.
I love that shit. I mean, why go watch a film with other people?
They're too different. He went, "It's so embarrassing." I love that shit.
That video of the Star Wars going like in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, and someone takes a flash and it's, "Turn off the flash, you fucking moron." That's so good.
Yeah.
All right, back film number two.
It's fine. Like, you can enjoy shit, but just like, you have some fucking decorum. You're an adult.
No.
Remember when...
decorum?
Nah.
When fucking... What's that? No Man's Sky came out.
Yeah.
And they had said all those lies about all the shit you could do in the game.
Yeah.
And then it got released and someone on Reddit, they were like, "You'll never run into anyone else because the game's so big. There's so billions of universes and blah, blah, blah. And then day one, someone's like, "Oh my God, I'm on this planet." The other person's like, "I'm on that planet." Like, "We're going to meet here." And then they kept posting in comments and the other guy's like, "Oh my God, guys, I'm so excited. I'm literally shaking right now." It's a fucking video game. It's opening day of a video game. Calm the fuck down. Is this the biggest thing you've got going on in your life?
Maybe.
Literally shaking and sweating into your fucking PlayStation controller, you dipshit.
Let people enjoy things.
They can enjoy them like a fucking grown-ass adult. The front of your brain is now formed. Grow up.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah, Ben.
Ben, check your front brain lobe privilege.
Yeah, your fucking frontal lobe privilege, Ben.
This is where I get in trouble a lot because I do the big movie reactions in the lounge room and everybody's like, "Shut the fuck up, Ben."
It's scary or whatever.
I've changed my mind. I'm on board with that now.
I just think life is short and you should enjoy things.
Yeah. I get that, but I'm with Ben in the way of
quietly,
like...
quietly, internally.
I'm literally shaking. I don't need that.
I'm literally shaking. I don't want to know.
It's too much. You've gone on the precipice of crossing over, but you've never been, "I'm literally shaking right now." Or at least you are shaking. You just, "I'm so excited."
It's the thing is, like, where do you go with your emotions from there? You've hit the fucking ceiling. If you're sitting there shaking,
are you just jealous
that
we can feel emotions more than you?
No,
Ben?
I can feel emotions, but I've got I use the spectrum appropriately.
Mm. Have you ever maxed out?
I don't know. Probably when I was a child,
just once, and you thought that's
the
it.
The joy
we
is
done.
Gone for me now. No, but like, let's say, what was the Andrew Garfield? Like, it's a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
It's the retroactive Spider-Man thing. You had to expect in some way that he was going to show up, or you that fucking dense.
But you're experiencing that moment for the first time with a
group
of people.
But here's the thing. Here's my point, Beck. You're experiencing that, right? But you've hit the ceiling of reaction and emotion. What would happen if Andrew Garfield then walked into the cinema, sat down next to you and said, "Thank you so much for coming to see this film"? You're at peak. You can't react.
You probably shit yourself. I don't know.
But you've hit the ceiling
being a fucking
adult and reacting
to
something.
So you're always waiting for Andrew Garfield to walk in.
I'm waiting for the maximal situation to present itself, and then I will give the appropriate maximal reaction
but
to it.
But you'll never know
and
what
nothing
the maximal
up until
is.
Then.
You will, because I'm well adjusted.
Will you enjoy your life, Ben?
I will at the appropriate amount at the appropriate time.
Okay.
When that guy in the cinema went, "Oh, yes," I also went, "Oh, yes," inside.
Yeah,
I cried like a child. I think I might have squeezed Beck's hand. Like, "Oh my God, it's him.
He's doing it. I'm going to fuck him."
I kept it.
I did this. I was eating my choc top. I went, and then I ate the rest of it.
So but you don't feel those feelings. And keep them aside. You just don't let yourself.
You know what I think it
there?
Is? I think it's slightly disingenuous of people just to. It's either they're overacting so that people are like, "Oh, he really likes this. Wow, this must be a big moment for you." It is a big moment for me. Or they just can't control their fucking emotions, in which case how do they function as a person in society?
They can control them, but they choose not to because they think it's a safe place to express it. There's other
people around. Fucking calm down.
Well, because they don't assume that everybody is like you and judging them
well
for
adjusted,
it.
Yeah, I know.
Curmudgeonly.
Anyway, we're like an hour in, so I should probably shoot through this list.
Yeah, all right.
Let's go. Shoot, take your time. No, we could do it. We could do a longie.
Number two is Donnie Darko.
Never seen it.
However, I have to make an addendum to it that there's two versions.
I know which one she likes.
Of Donnie Darko. There's the theatrical cut and the director's cut. And most people, you know, film fans and stuff tend to go for the director's cut because it's usually more full of things.
Yeah.
But... in this case, I think the director's cut is worse, and the theatrical
what's that
cut
got? The theatrical doesn't.
It's got a few extra scenes that kind of, for me, ruin the mystery. I think the huge thing about the film is that it's a bit of a head fuck. It was for me anyway. I remember the first time I watched it, I was changed forever. I was about 16, and I was like, "Wow, this really made me change the way I feel about the world." But then I watched the director's cut, and it's like, "Oh well, all the questions are answered. There's no point
isn't
anymore."
Isn't there a scene like? You showed me, and I remember we talked about it afterwards, and you're like, and what do you think of blah, blah? And I was like, oh, I enjoyed it, and blah, blah. And then you were like, no, take a look at this, and you showed me that scene. And it's like the characters just explaining.
Pretty much.
They go and see the doctor.
It's a lot of
just pour
they
some
go
beakers
and see
together.
The
and
high school professor who's like, here's this book on time travel and the things that come out of your chest. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's better when you don't know. Mm. You haven't seen it?
No.
You seen it, Ben?
It's good fun.
Yeah, but not since it came out.
Yeah.
So that's one that I should go
Do you remember your thoughts on it back then?
Well, I would have seen the theatrical because I don't remember that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember the kind of loopy, I'd just being fucking loopy and the rabbit and be like, what the fuck is going on? And especially because I was like, what, 10?
Yeah.
12 something when it came out?
Early 2000.
Would it come out 1968?
So. Good cast.
Yeah, I remember seeing the black. I had to wind the projector myself to get the film going. It was good.
It's got Patrick Swayze in it. I feel like that's a role that people forget that he did.
He's in that?
He's the rabbit.
He's fantastic in it, too.
He's the rabbit?
No, he's not.
Is he in it? I don't know.
He's a paedophile.
Oh, so good.
What? Why are you frowning?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, good, good. Just making sure I press that button.
So Donnie Darko. I'm kind of, I kind of want a Donnie Darko tattoo, but they've been done to death.
What would you get?
Rabbit.
The rabbit.
The rabbit's just too
Patrick
ugly.
Patrick Swayze touching
you
the
get
boy.
Like just a black silhouette rabbit with just ears but kind of on the side.
There's a cool one that people get because in the movie he
trying to get it a Playboy bunny.
Yeah.
In the movie he draws on himself. He there's like 20 days till the world ends or something and he's written the countdown on his arm and a lot of people get that but it's a little bit ugly.
You could get that rabbit I was talking about. Just get it on like your upper coccyx area. Keep going. Sorry. A dumb joke.
Number three, The Grand Budapest Hotel by Wes Anderson. I've never seen any of his. Never seen any of his other films.
Me neither.
I just watched that.
That's with Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Macchio.
Owen Wilson's in there. I think. Bill Murray shows up.
Yeah, Bill Murray's in that.
Yeah.
He's in all of them, isn't he?
I don't know. I haven't seen any of the other ones.
That one, everyone says, is very good.
Yeah, I don't know. Just right place, right time. And
it's
I
most
it.
Watchable, I think.
Yeah.
I get a bit like Her I Was with the other ones. They just wear on me. That one was very
That
like
one, though, I'll say easy. I can't watch it over and over again because it's very long and there's lots of meandering bits that are like very film school that I'm like, just kind of disrupts the flow for me, which I'm sure is the point, but I would put that, even though it's one of my favorites, I've only seen it a couple of times.
I was going to say it's one of the only ones on your list that you haven't made me watch.
Exactly for that reason, because I'm like, I could take it or leave watching it again.
But you enjoyed the experience.
Yeah, yeah. Number four.
Does he do the Fantastic Mr. Fox, Wes Anderson? Does he do with the animated?
I believe so.
Yeah. That one's
I'm not a Wes Anderson fan.
I never saw it. I just know that he does some animated stuff.
I like Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I'm sure it's great.
I like the book.
It's a great book.
I keep meaning to watch all the others because I'm sure I'll like them.
Is it Roald Dahl?
I don't think it's Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
He was such an anti-Semite.
Was he?
Yeah. Hated Jewish people.
I did think that the Twinks, what are the names? The
Oompa Loompas.
The Twinks.
The Twinks.
The people across, who live across and they eat birds out
You're
of the tree.
You're thinking of Cat
in the Hat. Is it the Twits?
The Twits. They very much could have been anti-Semitic drawings.
No, I think most of them are.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wrote Fantastic? I don't think it's Roald Dahl. I don't think Fantastic.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
How many is that, Beg? Is that three or four?
That's three.
Have you seen Her?
Nah.
With Joaquin.
Yeah.
I've heard things about it.
Kind of like that. It sort of had Wes Anderson vibes, but it's Spike Jones, and it's just like less. I don't know. Maybe it's just the pastel colors that made me think of Wes Anderson, but that's fine.
Okay.
Number four.
Bit of a weird one. It's an animated one, but going to that criteria of watching over and over again. The Road to El Dorado.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is it's a forgotten gem. It's because it's not, it's DreamWorks. So
DreamWorks made some real fucking bangers.
They really did. And this is one of them.
It was right on the crossover to 3D animation, wasn't it? So it like got, it didn't get
there a were elements
it's like a proper
of,
cartoon, yeah, though, yeah. Isn't it?
But there were like 3D animated films coming out as this 2D animated film came out. So
I feel like it got
didn't
drowned
get a good
out.
Reception. Mm. Yeah.
It's got a great cast. Kenneth Branagh is one of the main guys, and I can't remember the other guy. Elton John does the soundtrack, and it's fucking bangs. And yeah, I really, it's a kids' movie, but I really suggest you go watch it if
there's
you haven't.
So many.
I like it.
It's really great. It's really funny. There's gay undertones, which I love. You know.
Who doesn't
it's
love
got
a gay
everything.
Undertone?
Uh huh. Oh. Even an overtone every now and then.
Give
I'll take.
Me some overtone.
Come on, people.
There was a gay overtone. Give me some overtones.
Gay overtones. Number five is, I had to include one, Star Trek 4, which is colloquially known as the one with the whales, but it's actually
Undiscovered
called,
Countries?
No, Star Trek 4, The Voyage Home.
The Voyage Home.
Do they get home?
They do.
It
involves. It's. I love when Star Trek movies do this. They go back in time. The crew goes back in time to whatever the modern day is. Oh, so yeah. They go back to like the 80s. Oh, yeah. They're in LA and they're like, Kirk gets nearly run over and he's like, double dumbass on you, because they don't really know how to swear because they don't swear in Star Trek Future. It's all very good.
I like that Deep Space Nine episode where they go back in time, and half the cast is. Either black or Hispanic in Deep Space Nine, and they go back in time and we're
no,
like,
they're not.
This is wow.
They're people of color. I don't think there's any Hispanic people in that car.
Is there not?
No, I don't think
just
so.
POCs.
What about the
Bashir? He's
Bashir. Oh, he's Indian. Sorry.
No, I don't think so. I think he's Arabic of some description, but I don't want to get it wrong.
But who's way, and the guy who plays the Korg? Who's Korg's equivalent?
Who? The Korg. Who the fuck is that?
You know Korg from
you know Crom.
No, the
like, but like they all that is
you know it's from
no the big guy. There's always one guy who wears big makeup and
Worf.
Thank
Worf's,
you.
Worf's a black guy.
Ah, damn it. Either way, they go back in time and it's like this is a you know it's the
yeah. What if we were black people back when it was bad to be?
They go back in time. And they go well. This isn't gonna go well, and it doesn't go well.
It doesn't go. I like that's a fantastic episode.
Those are always good episodes.
When they go back in time, they go back to the modern day.
Yeah.
And they get the absolute peak of technology. Yeah. Like back then in the 80s, the VHS. And they'd be like, it seems like some sort of primitive visual display device. They always grab it and go, what is this old shit? Whatever people are paying the most money for at that time.
There's a like Scotty, like, you know, I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. And he's like trying to work out how to use a desktop computer. And he picks up the mouse and he talks into it. He's like, hello, computer. That's, yeah. Like just fantastic.
What I was trying to do there was be like, I like this episode when they go back and they talk about race and stuff, and all they did was call the Indian guy Hispanic. And
he's not Indian.
His dad, come on, his dad's Indian.
His name is Siddig El Fadil. Where do you think he's from?
But he's got that Indian English accent, the dad and the mum. And
yeah, I don't know exactly.
I'm not. I'm,
it's, it may have been the 90s just casting whoever they could sort of thing.
I like Indiana Jones, his Middle Eastern friend. Like, Indy, come over here.
Yeah.
I've procured your vehicle, Indy.
Yes, I live in Egypt with my seven sons.
I'm Egyptian. You can tell by my hat.
Who is that actor? That's not Brian Blessed, but it's
I believe
close.
It's Luciano Pavarotti.
I love him.
I like that his name's Brian.
It's not Brian.
But like, that was the actor
like it might as well
playing
be.
The Middle Eastern guy.
Who is it? Indiana Jones. Indiana.
Anyway, that's my five. Let's
there's the five.
Great
else.
Stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, I liked it.
My list has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
You've got a big, big list.
Yeah, it's a huge
What's the
list.
Top of the list? The Martian.
No.
Neo in The Martian.
Okay. My list
is as follows.
Buckle the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
One.
It's a banger. The Matrix is a good movie.
Matrix one, number one.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm. Keanu Reeves.
The Martian.
Oh, he's actually on there.
Yeah, I love The Martian.
It's funny. I thought that's why I thought it was so funny yesterday when he fucked it up. I thought he just mixed them up because they sound the same.
No, The Martian is there.
The
Martian's the movie that if it's on TV, I'm like,
and you sit down and
damn it. Damn it. I had to go to work and I just had to, I'll watch the whole movie.
Yeah. I just always remember when we used to sit in the Baldwin house smoking weed and playing video games. It'd be like, you know what's fucking good is The Martian. I'm just always talking about The Martian. You know,
I feel like a Martian.
And I was like, I've seen The Martian.
It's such a good.
I'm full up on Martian.
The soundtrack is amazing in The Martian because I love disco.
You know what I think's cool? How he's like, I'm going to have to science
the shit out of this.
That's the coolest line ever seen in cinema.
It's not a good line, but it's so it is cool how he stays alive. And he eats potatoes and it all looks good. And then he puts a little bit of fucking Xanax in the potatoes and that's fun. And it's cool. It's a cool movie. I like the movie. I'm not... fuck you. I like the movie.
Do you know what my mum said
once? It's not
a bad movie. I think it's a good movie. I can't remember how it came up, but it came up about The Martian. I was like, I've seen it. And she goes, do you know it's based on a true story?
Your mum should do stand-up.
Everybody's head like whipped around and we're like, say that again, mum. No. She goes, based on a true story. I'm like, is it?
It's based on a true book.
What story do you think that is, mum? The story where the guy got lost on Mars. You think that's just telling us about that a bit more, mum? It's like, yeah, because the guy, because he went on Mars. Where did he go?
You fucking idiot.
She's like, he went to Mars. I'm like, no, no one went to Mars, mum. It's like, well, he could have gone another planet. I'm like, what? It's like the moon. I'm like, the planet, the moon. He went to the moon and go, fucking idiot. That was a fun day.
Very fun.
Yeah, and then all day we were like, everything, it came out and be like, the Matrix. Like, do you know it's based on this? We're having dinner. What's the dinner? Chicken casserole. You know that's based on a true meal. Yeah, good shit.
That's great.
Keep going, sorry.
Okay.
Good movie. I like The Martian. Oh, here we go.
I'm nervous.
Super bad.
It's a safe place.
I was watching it the other day and I realized, fuck, I love this movie. And I watch it like 2 to 3 times a year. I can't tell you what it is. I can't do it to myself. It's V for Vendetta. I love V for Vendetta.
People love that. That's fine.
I love that movie so much.
You got your big shirt.
I love it. I love it so much.
I'll tell you what's cool. That giant monologue he does at the start where he, for no reason, just makes every word V.
Yes. And then in the middle of there's an M. So it just defeats the whole purpose.
V for Mendetta.
Yeah, yeah, it's fucking stupid, but it's a great film.
V for Mendoza.
John Hurt, he's in it.
John Hurt, yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's barely in it, but he's in it. Bridge of Spies.
Huh?
Never seen it.
You never seen Bridge of Spies?
It's a Spielbergo.
I'll be honest.
Spielberg.
I haven't even heard of it.
No.
Tom Hanks. And who's the other one that I love, and I literally pointed him out the other
Stanley
day?
Stanley Tucci.
At the fish and chips place.
There he is.
Stanley Tucci.
I loved your work in Bridge of Spies.
He's getting a fisherman's basket.
You said you pointed him out the other day. That's the only celebrity you've ever pointed out.
Not pointed out. He was in a. He was
the guy from Dirty Dancing.
It was the guy from Strictly Ballroom. But I was in
Guy Pearce.
No, I was in. It was in this. What's his name?
Hugo Weaving.
No.
Who was the guy from Strictly Ballroom? That was at the fish and chips place we were at.
I'll tell you in a second. But Bridge of Spies, it's amazing. It's about Cold War. Who's in it? It's got a 91% rating. You've got to see it. Mark Rylance. God, he's good. Alan Alda's in it. Mark Rylance is in it. That movie's about Tom Hanks is a lawyer in Cold War America.
And he's got AIDS.
And
I've seen it.
Mark Rylance gets caught as a Russian spy. And they're like, here, Tom Hanks, you represent him. And he's like, nobody wants to. And they're like, you can just fuck it up. Because obviously we wanted to go to prison, but Tom Hanks doesn't fuck it up. He's like, no.
He unfucks it.
He it's a really good movie.
Okay.
So you've got to watch that movie.
Remember the start of Castaway? He works at Amazon.
Yes.
I forget that detail. Isn't that weird?
FedEx.
Oh, yo, FedEx. Oh, I'm yeah, so yeah. sorry. I'm so sorry.
Martian. Bridge of Spies. Ooh. So I've got three that I could choose from here.
People should be paying more attention to that.
No, I just think
it would have been a weird thing.
It was Amazon, and because I remember at the end, he's like, everybody go home for Christmas. Like, he's all nice and shit, isn't he? Like, you've done great work today.
Mr. FedEx, though.
Yeah, it's FedEx, not him. Sorry, keep going. Okay.
I don't know what my last one should be, because there's one that made me change my perspective on the world, one that's Interstellar, which is just normal, and the other one, I think it's going to be the other one. The one that I think should be in there is Holding the Man. It's an Australian movie. It's based on a book. Have you seen it?
The gay one?
It's a gay one. Yeah. It's just about the most fantastic movie I've ever seen. But only because
is that the one that changed perspective on the world?
Yeah.
Major game.
And it's a play.
No, no. It's a play.
Yeah. Major
it's
straight.
It's a book. I read the book, and then just as I finished reading the book, they announced the movie. And the movie came out like 3 weeks after they announced it. And it was this. It's just a story.
Strange.
It's a very small Australian movie, but it's in the 80s, and these two guys fall in love, and they sort of just like crisscross through the, like, one wants to go anyway. They it's about AIDS, and sort of just heartbreaking and amazing, and I thought it was the most fantastic movie I've ever seen. And I mean, if you feel like crying, you can go watch that movie. But the other one on my list is Transformers 1.
Oh, okay.
Great like film.
The disco ball.
Great film.
Shia LaBeouf, he does great work. He really does. His parents.
Transformers 1. Oh.
His parents in that movie are such great comic relief.
Oh my God. You're so defensive. Were you masturbating? No, Mom. I don't masturbate. I watched it the other day.
What are good moments in that film?
It's a great film. It's a great film with excellent CGI. It does. It's great. Hugo Weaving's the bad guy.
Just very
That's fun. Two bad guy Hugo Weavings in my list of five.
It's just funny that you went from
Wait, Matrix?
Holding the man. Yeah. It's a beautiful, it's Beef amazing Vendetta? Piece.
Touching people's cinema.
Beef Touching Vendetta,
people's
right? cinema.
Really gets the back heart of what
it's about AIDS.
It's
about breaking through. Mortality. Breaking through.
The time that which you live in and the cultural pressures.
It's amazing. Bring up the Decepticons.
Are you masturbating?
It's really His car is yellow.
His car is yellow. It's great.
Listen to Bumblebee. I do remember him going to the pool and just crashing into the pool. I remember being like,
he's like, excuse me, are you the tooth fairy?
Yeah.
That's what the kid says. It's a real problem. I know that movie a lot. I used to fall asleep every night watching Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen.
Finally, some trans representation.
Is that the one with Leonard Nimoy? He's in one of them. I know it.
Leonard?
Your voice been my friend. Not in one.
Steve and I tried to watch it once.
Transformers 1?
I think Transformers 2. And it just it looks like a softcore porno at the start. I'm like, this is bad. I'm not watching this.
It's pretty bad. It's a pretty bad movie.
Everything after the 16. First one is pretty.
Yeah, they're all suck. But the first one's
like,
good.
Isn't the first scene like in Transformers 1 with Megan Fox like she's super sweaty for some reason?
It's pretty early. Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
She's like
she's it's super very sweaty because she walked for 10 seconds.
I get cars.
Is it James?
I get some oil here.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
I got some oil.
She's like, wow, you got You got triple headers. What is that? You squirt the fuel in so you can go faster. And then Shia LaBeouf goes, I like to go faster.
Yeah.
And then she leans forward more with her hand up there. Her stomach's out.
You seen the deleted scene where she's like, you want me to suck your whip it out, little man.
Your car can watch.
Yeah, it's a good movie. But Holding the Man's better. And Viv Vendetta is better than that. And
then he screams in her face, he will not divide us. He will not divide us. And then she blows him. Mm-hmm. Weird scene.
He's got a paper bag on his head.
Yeah.
But so true to life.
What?
But so true to life.
So true to life.
That's my list of five.
That's my list of five.
Yeah?
I loved it. It was an emotional roller coaster.
That's what I am, you know? I'm an emotional roller coaster. I feel everything. To exactly where I want to and not a minute more.
You both.
Not a minute more.
You both nearly had Interstellar.
Ooh. Interstellar should be on the list. But it's one of those ones. It's like The Godfather. It's like, I'm not going to put that in because everybody always says that. And also, The Godfather. Yeah. But
that's
Interstellar.
Like a classic. Favorite movie.
I mean, it's a very good movie.
I wouldn't think Interstellar would end up in everybody's favorite films.
Like, nobody said Shawshank. That's weird.
Well, that's it. That's what I didn't want. I didn't want people to be like Shawshank, Pulp Fiction, Godfather. But I wouldn't count Interstellar as one of those.
Do you think Interstellar's rating is on
it'd be high.
If people said like the top 10 greatest films of all time, I don't think it would end up in there. Like Pulp Fiction would and The Godfather trilogy.
It's a great blockbuster. Oh,
but,
wow.
But
What do you reckon Rotten Tomatoes is on Interstellar?
Rotten Tomatoes, I reckon.
87?
83?
I want it to be like 95.
It's 73%.
Wow. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm wrong. It's so good.
I love it.
It's so, you know that the scene with the black hole?
Yeah.
I read a fact about that the other day that said it was so realistic it took 100 hours each frame to render.
Damn.
How does that equate to realism?
Well, it was like they were trying to capture exactly what it is, so that like the CGI around it was so intense.
You know, Wallace and Gromit probably took a similar amount of labor.
You reckon?
Now, 100 hours a frame, that's fucking ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
But that is the realest depiction of a clay dog you can ever get.
I've never seen Wallace and Gromit.
Man loves his
cheese.
Man loves his
cheese. I'm trying to process how that's had that because there's 60 it's frames. It's
got 8 points. Oh, that.
You can get 60 frames a second. So you're talking 600 hours.
For a second.
For a
That would yeah, mean
for a yeah, second.
Yeah, so and they're at the black hole for a really long time.
I know. That's what's making me think frames, that they're fucking, what?
It would be 32 frames or 24 even.
Okay.
It wouldn't be 60 on a
okay, film school.
It's a lot of it's a lot of rendering time. A lot of rendering.
Yeah, it was IMAX, so you're right. It's a lot of rendering time. So, ridiculous
yeah.
amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just don't do it.
Yeah, it's but good, I mean so imagine I do like it. Imagine like it's not one computer. Is it? It's like fuck.
That'd be like a Bitcoin mining operation.
Yeah.
Just a wall of PCs and a giant fan.
Those fucking videos you see those people making them in like in a shipping container, like bought the shipping container, it cost me $1,000 a month to keep up.
Yeah.
Spent $20,000 on my computers and I make $100,000 a month
yeah.
mining Bitcoin.
I like the pictures of like snowy places in the world, snowy towns, and then someone's roof is completely defrosted.
Yeah, because they've just fucking...
Because they got a Bitcoin thing going on in their attic.
That's fucked.
I liked Interstellar. I like that scene when they're on the island with the water around their ankles.
That's cool, isn't it? The wave?
I just remember being like, this is fucked. This is the weirdest shit I've ever seen.
They get back and he's like, I slept for a bit.
Just screaming it out loud in the
cinema.
I was
in the cinema like, this is fucked.
This is so fucked. Has anyone else seen this shit?
I like weird depictions of other planets. Like that rain ice and rain glass and shit like that.
Oh, that's not very...
You know what it reminded me of though? The episode where Homer fucks up the toaster and travels to the dimension and it rains donuts.
Yeah.
That's what made me think.
That's what I think. And when they're there and it's around their ankles, I'm like, that's cool. A whole planet where the water is just to here. That's fucking weird. And then there's that wave and you're like, oh, fuck.
And they get back to it. That's what scares me the most. And they get back to the guy and he's like, they're like, why didn't you sleep? He's like, I tried to. I've been sleeping for you. You've been gone for 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
What? That was right into the microphone.
Sorry.
We got compression.
That's a good point.
And then he's watching his daughter grow up and he's crying.
Oh, on his face. Man.
How do people do that?
Burn.
I would never get to that point as an actor where I could just sit like, there and go.
And just he was like crying. fucking good shit. He was so good in that movie. Anne Hathaway, on the other hand, not that good in that movie. I don't really like Anne Hathaway very much.
Because you're sexist.
Yeah, mostly. Also because I just don't really like her. Somehow, something about Anne Hathaway annoys me. About the fact that, like, just Anne Hathaway herself, like, she wanted to be famous and now she's famous. And
she's slightly
like, says
too
it.
Perfect, isn't she?
Yeah, but she always says things like, when she won her Oscar, right? She was like, the fact that she won an Oscar was weird too. But she won the Oscar.
What she win it for?
Les Mis.
Yeah.
Oh, she's pretty.
She's pretty good pretty in Les Mis. Like, she's a very talented woman, but like, she said some weird things. She's like, I have been waiting for this. It's like nobody says this. Everybody, we all know that.
About time you caught up to where I thought I was.
Yeah. She's like, I have been waiting for this for years. It's like that's your acceptance speech. What a strange.
Why didn't I get it for Devil Wears Prada?
That's a good movie. That should be on my list.
Ben,
yeah,
get us on your list. All right,
Devil Wears Prada,
number four,
and then four Interstellars.
Interstellar 1-4.
I don't know.
You've had so much time to think about it, Ben.
Also, but I was listening to you.
I've seen you. You have shit written on your phone.
What do you mean?
You just opened it up and you had like notes. Nope, it's a lie. He didn't have notes. It was.
You really don't know. You haven't even.
It was actually the time. If you don't do it, I'm literally gonna throw myself through
the window. Give you five goodies.
Yeah, but they got to be your
goodies.
Look, I can give you, I'm sure we've already said it before, but now you guys maybe can comment on them all you have, but I'll just give you some of the easy watchables that if they're on, I'm going to sit down and watch them.
Okay. Why don't you believe in your opinions?
It's just because I can give you like the greatest five films in my life ever, but I'm not going to be able to think of them now.
Okay. Give me your favorite, the ones that, your easy watchables is a fair enough assessment.
I wanted you to think about yours. I wanted to hear your faves.
Do you want a cliffhanger? I'll come back next week and I promise you that I'll do it by then.
Give us your pop top ones now so we got pop-tops? Something and then
do
have a think for next week.
I do want to pitch something on the podcast though.
Oh yeah, okay. Please.
My pop-up videos. Look, the thing's great.
The thing. Oh, wow. That really took me a while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Yeah. I'm excited to see it this evening.
Very watchable. It's just one of those movies. There's those good movies where they just have no bad scenes and it just clips along and then you're like, this is a fucking good scene. And then that scene happens. And then you go into the next. There's no dead spots where you're like, this is where I'll go and piss.
Yeah.
Like there's spots in there where it's slower and you can go and piss, but
you don't want it.
They're all good scenes. You want to see them all.
Also, I love the ending.
Yeah.
I love the ending.
I like that criteria of whether or not how
please
piss
God,
available it is.
Yeah.
6 hours before I see it. I've gone 27 years without being the thing being spoiled.
No, there's nothing. It's not like it's not like
it
a big
hours,
twist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't spoil it in like a couple
so
of hours before
the finish
I see
line.
It. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like a big twist or one of those things. I just enjoy the way the film goes.
Okay.
It's one of those things where I was talking to Steve about this the other day. We were talking about good writing. And there's those shows and those movies and stuff where you could never predict what was going to happen, but as soon as it happens, you go, oh, of course.
Mm.
That's the only way it could have gone.
Yeah.
Which is what they fucked up with fucking Dungeons and Dragons or whatever that shit show was called.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. You know, like the last couple of seasons.
Like you didn't hang off every word of that show for 6 seasons. You can't remember the name of it.
I couldn't.
The disrespect, Benjamin.
If you gave me a couple more seconds, but if it was like, we were doing Sale of the Century, we're trying to clip through, you know, Dungeons and Dragons.
Sale of the Century, what a great show.
It is.
I love how you could come up with that analogy, but you couldn't come up with Game of Thrones.
Because like, it was just dragons and swords and fucking fantasy shows.
Show. And the ending is
the first few seasons were good, and the whole last 3 seasons fucking...
Well, it went last to 7. Seasons. So 5 seasons of a show being very good is excellent.
Does add a bit of a stank in your mouth when
Season 6 is good. Season 7 is bad.
Okay, we'll do TV season next week.
Sorry. But anyway, that's their subverting expectations, but it's not good. You're just like, whatever you expect to happen, they just go, whatever the opposite is the good answer.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's just bad.
Yeah.
So like you're Breaking Bads and whatnot, where you're like, of course that's how it happens. Why didn't I see that coming? But it has to happen that way because that's the what type of person that person is.
Breaking Bad might be the best show of all time.
The thing. You're like, yeah, I couldn't have guessed that, and I wouldn't have written it if you gave me a pen and paper and a bunch of time, but that's exactly how that should go.
Yeah. You are smarter than me, writer. Congratulations. Yeah.
Well done. I'm glad to give you my money.
You've bested me.
I've been bested.
Yeah.
So that's good. Terminator, maybe.
Terminator 1?
I don't know. Look, they're good. See, now I'm just watching movies that I could watch. Jaws. I watch Jaws all the time. Jaws is fucking great. I love Jaws. Jaws is one of those ones where you're like, oh, fuck, this guy's here. Now he's going to do some stuff. And then they do their bit and you're like, God, that's a great character.
Good bit.
And then the next guy comes like, oh, this guy, what's he up to? You're like, oh, man, I can see he's a real guy.
Jaws is a great
And then they'll go out in the boat together and there's the best monologue of any movie ever. Not quite as good as the V for Vendetta one.
No, it's not quite, but it's on almost. It's almost.
So it's close.
I don't care for the Terminator very much.
Terminator 1 scared me as a child and I've never seen it again.
It's a scary movie.
Yeah, but I was a kid. I was like 8.
Yeah.
And I watched it with my dad and I left when he was in the semi-trailer. Is that, there's a semi-trailer bit, right? It's like all dark and she's hiding and there's a fucking, or is he coming through maybe with a torch? What I remember is a field and it's very dark and she's hiding behind a fence. Is that
I think you've conflated a whole bunch of different things together.
Maybe.
From the second one.
I'm 8.
I've seen the second one countless times when I was younger. That's the one with the kid. He's like an actual boy.
What's the silver jelly one called? T-1000?
No, Marcel
LaVista. He's the T-1000.
T-1000. No, he's the T-800.
Oh, and that's the T-1000.
T-1000.
What, it becomes the cop?
Liquid.
Yeah, that's the T-1000. Yeah. That one's cool. When he shoots it with the thing and it's like...
There's a lot more.
See, that was a good... That was a good audio representation. Great impression.
I feel like the second one had a lot more comedy as well than the first one.
So a little bit more comedy.
That's when he beats the shit out of everyone with a pool cue.
Yeah.
And he takes their stuff and
it's the same
the bike.
As the Alien and Aliens thing. The first one's like a horror.
Oh, is the first Terminator properly like a horror?
It's very, it's horrific.
I mean, it's just a horrifying robot chasing.
Well, it's the same
as that,
the unbeatable premise of the horror movie, like It Follows, is that there's a thing, you can't stop it and it's coming for you. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
Yeah, that is pretty scary.
Is he the bad guy in the first one, actual Terminator?
Yeah.
That's why she freaks out in the second one when they get to the asylum wherever she is and they open the door and she's like, no! And he's like, don't worry, I'm here to save you.
You know what's funny? I don't think I've ever, now that I've said I don't care for the Terminator, I don't think I've ever seen Terminator Part 1.
List.
I think I've
Terminator
seen,
one.
I've seen
I'd like to see it
the
again.
The second one. Countless times.
That's kind of just
the third
one
thriller.
Sucks. The third one is so bad. The second one was on telly a lot, I remember. With
it was the
young fella.
Yeah.
The first one's good.
The young fella with the DiCaprio hair.
Yeah. When he's like in the bank or something and he's like, don't kill anyone. He's like, okay. You go see, you see in his vision with a big fucking.
Yeah.
God, it's a cool movie.
And he's like, and he does the whole thing about, can't you just smile? Is that him? When he does
that's
like a weird smile?
One, yeah.
Yeah. That's the.
Or he's like, and you got to say, eat my shorts, or he's teaching him catchphrases. He's teaching
Cowabunga, dude.
Things from things he's seen on telly. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one. And they go to the guy that makes Skynet and like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a famous actor as well? The guy. Anyway, it doesn't
matter. So, Terminator 1.
Jurassic Park's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I think Back to the Future is a perfect movie.
It is.
I think it's a perfect movie.
It is.
Which is your favorite? Which is your favorite of the trilogy? Just the
it's
first
gotta
one.
Got to be the first one.
Okay.
Oh, gee.
I when I was a kid, I really liked Back to the Future 3 because the floating train always was cool to me. But in hindsight, that's the wrong call.
When I was a kid, the second one was my favorite.
Yeah,
that's the wrong call.
I liked the colorful second one when I was
like,
a young
maybe
boy.
The future will be like that.
And like the skateboards,
the hoverboard and,
the
and stuff.
Yeah. And I'd never seen the first one until a few years ago, and Beck made me watch it.
The first one is a great movie. Really? The one, like the mum trying to fuck him is kind of a little weird.
I think that's fucking hilarious.
But it's funny.
I don't know why people get so, people get weird about that. I've seen things online, people being like, that's a fucking
this
weird
not
plot.
Because okay.
She's trying to fuck. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
No, it's not like the she's not his mother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Well, she is his mother, but in that, she's not his mother.
I think there's a lot of comedy in I Almost Fucked My Mum. And I think we need to accept that. And
it's cool. His name's Calvin Klein in that one, right? Is that what he calls himself?
No, she sees his underwear when he gets knocked out and assumes that that's his name because it's written on his underwear. And in the 50s, it was just all like wife front briefs.
Very fun.
Good shit.
Very fun.
Well, that's five, isn't it?
Is it five?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was five. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, you better come back next week with a thought out.
Next week, we're coming
I'll give you
out
my proper arty
best
film
TV
five.
Shows next week.
Best TV shows of all time.
Welcome to Watch Mojo.
Yeah, anyways, tell me your pitch because I'm going to cut that out now.
Or
do you want to pitch it on the post show?
No, I'd like to pitch it on the main podcast.
Please.
No, thank you. I'll be pitching on the main
stage. Yeah, I'd like the main stage. What do you want? Stage B, please. There's a paywall in front of this, baby. I propose.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have done a roast battle on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
We have done other things, I'm sure, that we prepared for.
Well, we prepared for the films.
I would like, and I want you guys to really have an open mind. Just open your minds right up.
Sometimes.
Deep breath, open your mind.
My fear is if I open it too much, my brain will fall out.
I'd like to do a slam poetry competition on the podcast. I think it would be very fun. I think it would be funny.
Mm.
And I think we should do it on the podcast.
Can we all click afterwards?
We can all click if that's what they do.
Does it have to be slam poetry or can it be just poetry?
You can do poetry, but I'd like it to have the same thought process of slam poetry. So you don't have to be like, Cynthia, you don't have to be Cynthia, geez, die for our Cynthias, you know, from 21 Jump Street. But
that should be in my list.
That's a great movie. That's a great movie. Rob Riggle's great in that movie. But
that's part two.
That's slam poetry.
It's 22 Jump Street.
Mm-hmm. I want slam poetry or real poetry, but I want that sort of, you know, like word leading to other word, like leading to what's this
free form.
Free form, man. What do you think?
Keep it free. So not rhyming, free form poetry.
You can rhyme if you like.
Okay.
But I'd like a little bit of freeform poetry. What do you think?
I think I can do it.
I'll have to look up what it really is.
You can do as much research as you like.
Okay.
But it's kind of like,
don't
you know,
that option.
You just slam poetry. You know, just slam it out.
Come and improv it.
Slam
so
it
when
out.
So when we say slam, we slam in each other?
If you want, man.
Is that how it works? Isn't that what the...
Hold the man's really chased you.
Isn't that what it is? It's like slam. It's like a poetry roast.
Yeah. Well, it's not like a roast. It's kind of
usually
like
usually it's political.
Like, but who are we doing it against?
The clock ticks.
How are we competing?
TikTok, China. You know, like that sort of stuff.
But what for what
for expression?
What are we expressing?
Whatever
how much
you want.
We're
whatever
better
you want,
than
man.
The other people in the room. Or?
No,
Aiden hasn't thought it out that much.
No, it's not about that.
How much
competition?
How much you hate audience participation?
There you go.
Where slam is the competition
poetry
element?
No, I just wanted
just
to slam poetry
one.
To each
you
other.
Just want to come in and express.
Okay,
ourselves.
So I'll rewrite my phrase. Let's do slam poetry.
Okay. Deal.
Deal.
Great.
I'm ready for it.
I'll
meals,
judge.
Meals on wheels.
Yeah,
making deals.
Exactly.
Deals. Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now the art of the deal.
Deal.
It's like that.
Making deals.
Yeah. How do I deal with my emotions? I have so many emotions. You know, sadness all the time. Time flies by.
You're wasting some good stuff here.
So slowly, Lee. My dead father, Lee, he's not with me anymore. Now I can't afford meals on wheels.
Afford.
Full
Ford
circle.
Car. See, this is the thing. That's slam poetry, man, and that's what we're doing next week.
Done. Deal. Lock it in.
Hey, it's GMAT here, and don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community-supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easier for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thegmatpodcast.